Welcome to the discussion episode for the most significant message ever shared.
All right, we picked up the story with Jesus having been in the tomb for two nights, and on the third day, a few women who were Jesus' followers came to anoint his dead body with spices and ointments. So when they get to the tomb, they saw that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. And then two angelic beings told them that Jesus was alive. Now, that's pretty astonishing because, you know, one, he's no longer dead, but they didn't necessarily know what to do with all of that. So they rushed back to the 11 disciples who did not believe the women at first. So Peter ran to the tomb and checked things out for himself. And then after they saw Jesus in the flesh, face to face, the disciples and Peter, they believed. Now, we were challenged to find the evidence in our lives that Jesus is alive today.
Jumping right into our questions here. So question number one, what character in today's story do you best relate to and why? Is that the women and their astonishment? Is that one of the disciples? You know, is that the angels telling, you know, the women?
Mm-hmm.
Who do you relate with and why? Hit pause and discuss.
Question number two, we respond to God's love by loving him back. Jesus demonstrated a crazy amount of love by taking our punishment for sin and offering us a new life, a better life. Who needs to hear this message in your life? And how could you ensure that they hear this message? Hit pause and discuss.
And our third and final question, a relationship with God is not about doing the right things so that we can have a good life. It's about responding to God's love well. How will you respond to Jesus' love for you? Hit pause and discuss.
Hey, you guys are great. Thanks so much for taking the time to have a discussion with you and your friends or family. You guys are tremendous. Can I say that?
Yeah, we're never going to use that word after today, but sure.
All right. Hey, make sure you take time to pray with one another. That is important. Kids, your parents need your prayers just as much as you need their prayers.
That is so true, John. And thanks again for listening. We look forward to sharing another story with you next week.